Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Happy September, everyone. I'm sorry I missed you the other week, but, you know, here we are. We're back and it's on. And I'll tell you, last week it was hot, hot, hot and humid. And I'm hoping that's the last week of that we have. But here we are again. I thought we were going to have breezy, nice, cool weather, but we still got a little bit of that humidity hanging in there. So we'll just look for that to start moving out because, after all, it's getting towards the middle of September, it should be fabulous here in Pennsylvania. So this morning, I have on this week on Heart to Heart, I have a returning guest from this past spring, and I'm happy to welcome back the talented and lovely Aviana Castro. And Aviana is a psychic medium, clairvoyant, educator, and healer who channels information that is given to her through visions, almost as if a movie is being played out in front of her. She's like a flashlight that illuminates your path. If she can inspire you to go after your dreams and allow your purpose in life to be fulfilled, then she's accomplished what she's here to do. She is extremely passionate about teaching, and in addition to providing readings, she offers monthly awareness packages where she helps you overcome past programming, assist you in staying present in the now, recognizing the power of your words and thoughts in manifesting an abundant reality and opening up to the amazing individual you really are. She currently teaches classes on meditation, developing your intuition, and connecting with your guides, and they will soon be available online as well. So, grab your coffee and settle in. Aviana is such a wonderful, positive person. You won't want to miss anything she has to say. So, hello, Aviana. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're wonderful here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I, you know, obviously you're in Pennsylvania, I'm in Michigan, so we have very similar weather, but it's actually quite breezy here today.
I know. Well, you know, for September, I mean, we actually had a fairly cool summer for this area, but this weekend it was so incredibly humid and hot. I know there were a couple organizations that had races, and they treated a lot of people for heat exhaustion.
Oh. Oh,
no. Yeah, so you usually think of that as July and August.
right, I know.
But here we are in September, and I'll tell you, when it gets hot and humid like that, my one old golden retriever, I keep an eye on her too. We don't walk as far, and we don't do the big hills and stuff because that humidity can really take it out of you.
It sure can. You know, I have a shepherd retriever, and she's a therapy dog, and she has a double coat. And last week, you know, we were supposed to be scheduled to go to the nursing homes, and I kept her back because wearing her cape, and then with that, even being groomed, I mean, she still pants a lot. But, you know, even especially in the nursing homes and assisted living, they don't turn the air on very often, so it's very quite warm in there. So I had to, this weather is very unpredictable, and they are even saying, I'm sure that you've heard this, that this winter is going to be even more brutal than it was last year, which I'm not looking forward to as well.
So colder.
Colder and more ice. And more snow.
Oh.
What they're forecasting.
We don't want any more ice. I'm thinking it's going to be colder for you in Michigan than for us here in Pennsylvania. Not that I'm wishing that on you.
Right, I know. Oh, goodness.
Well, I wonder if that's something that we can manifest, you know, because we wanted to talk a little bit about recognizing the power of our words. And, you know, we all play a role in what comes into our lives, and particularly through the power of our words and our thoughts. And you do a lot of work with that too, don't you, Aviana?
I do a lot of work about that. And, you know, it all started with I was in a really, really bad accident, and, you know, back in my 20s, I broke my femur and had multiple surgeries and multiple complications.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, it was pretty bad. And so my surgeon had said, you know, Aviana, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do this. And, you know, your lifestyle is going to change. And, you know, I was heartbroken. And unfortunately, I lived with that and owned those words for about 20 years. And then I decided that I was not going to honor that anymore. I was going to really start to change that whole perception of understanding and owning that I wouldn't be able to do a certain amount of things. And that is really, really when I started to embrace this whole notion of manifesting and really aligning with your thoughts and your words and your sensations to bring it up to a higher vibration. And when I started doing that, I noticed that my pain was gone. I noticed that I could start to do things that I was told that I couldn't do. And from that, you know, that they said I couldn't run, and I ran my first 5K last year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So it's really about aligning with what you are being told. And obviously, I'm not discrediting the medical community at all, but I was not going to own what they were telling me. So,
well, and that's so true, because that is so easy for all of us who have been received a diagnosis of something, you know, because, mm-hmm. Again, not discrediting the medical community, because they're basing their comments on statistics, you know, number of people. But you can take a different approach. And I know as well, Aviana, when I was first diagnosed with MS, you know, I had all this fear, and I was also told there were things I wasn't going to be able to do, and this was going to happen to me, and that was going to happen to me, and I would be in a wheelchair in so many years, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like I stopped doing some of the things I wanted to do with my dogs. And then the one day, you know, after, you know, having been with some people that I know that were very positive, I just said, you know what? I can still do that.
Yeah,
and I started, and I just said, okay, I'm gonna walk up that hill, and I'm not gonna take that stick, and I put it away, and I've been able to do it. So we do, you know, I often think when people tell you, you know, often some doctors will say you have so many days to live. Well, a lot of times that comes true, because we internalize that and assume that that's what's gonna happen. So we play a role in making it happen.
Yes. We actually manifest what they're telling us.
Right.
Yeah, and we believe them. We want to believe them. And, you know, that's just how powerful the mind is. The mind can be our very worst enemy at times in creating little tiny specks of thoughts that are of a lower vibration, of a fear, of a doubt, or a worry, or any type of lack. And that can consume us. You know, I hear so many people that I work with, or that call me, and they say, Aviana, you know, I woke up today and I knew today was just going to be awful. And then, you know, there's a series of things that happen. You know, it's like, oh, this is going to be a great day. Even just saying that, oh, this is going to be a great day, you're going to have a series of problems for the remainder of the day, probably even for the whole week, because you just acknowledged and owned that vibration.
Right.
So it sounds quirky, but it's so how you perceive and how you recognize any situation, whether it be challenging or not, and specifically the challenging ones, as instead of looking at them as challenges, but looking at them as experiences and growth. And so anything that happens to me that I don't feel should, right? What I want, what Aviana wants, and what my soul wants are two very, very different things. So the human aspect of us can really, really put some things into a different perspective of, you know, it's supposed to happen. This is supposed to happen right now. Or, you know, I need to have this job right now. And clearly sometimes that doesn't happen, you know, in the time frame that we expect it to, because there's a bigger reason that we are not full, you know, aware of or fulfilling. So it's really, you know, I see life as a journey, as an exploration, and, you know, I have zero control over it. I'm just the observer of everything that's going on in my world, and the more I can flow with it and be fluid with that information and exploration, then I'm less stressed, and being less stressed about life is a really good thing.
Right, instead of fighting it. But I liked your comment too about, boy, this is going to be a great day. Okay, so those words, if you took them, you could say, boy, this is going to be a great day. I mean, the words are positive words, but certainly the thought and the belief behind them is not.
Right. Yes, where the intention is coming from, absolutely.
Right. So, you know, I often think about that when you call somebody and say, how are you doing? And they say, oh, great. You know, and you know, like, you know what they're really saying. And you're thinking, mm-hmm. oh, wonderful. Now, look what they just set themselves up for today.
Yes. You know, it's just taking a couple of moments, you know, as I fall asleep, I do my affirmations. So affirmations, for those of you who don't know that, but they're just saying positive words. You know, usually it starts, mine start with I am, or thank you for whatever it is that I'm, you know, grateful for. So I journal a lot, but as I'm falling asleep, I say these affirmations, as I'm drifting away. So then as I'm sleeping, I'm really operating at a higher vibration instead of worrying about something that I have no control over anyhow. So then usually when these affirmations are of a positive and grateful vibration, then you wake up probably pretty a good chance of being happy that day. And if for some reason you're not waking up in a happy vibration, then you just kind of sit for a moment, and that's where meditation comes in. And last time we talked extensively about meditation, because I'm very, very passionate about it, about creating the space between your soul and your infinite wisdom, about just being in that that zone of gratitude and space to listen to what spirit has to provide, and then understanding that everything is going to be okay, and it's all in perfection, exactly how it's supposed to happen anyway, even though we may not agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, even though it doesn't seem that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, I like that idea, you know, the thank you stuff, because a lot of people have what they call a gratitude journal. I think even mm-hmm. Oprah did that, but it's just, if nothing else, just spend, you know, a few moments and write down five things you were grateful for today.
Yes.
And if that's all you do, that puts yourself in that spirit of gratitude that carries through as you're sleeping overnight. Like Aviana said, it sort of programs your whole being into a more grateful place to wake up to.
Yes. And along with that gratitude journal, there is amazing apps out. You know, everyone's still in this, we're in a technology, you know, driven world, and there are so many great apps that are actually gratitude journal apps. So those of you...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and there you can just download them. A lot of them are free. Some of them, you know, cost like 99 cents or whatnot. So for those of you people who don't want to carry a pen and paper with them, you can just download it on your phone. And actually, there is one. It's called Gratitude. It's actually called Gratitude. And after I meditate in the morning, if I don't have my journal right there, then I do my five things that I'm grateful for. Again, it just kind of boosts your day. And as I say, I mean, statistics say that if you're not having a good day, the best way to change that vibration is to give a compliment or talk to someone else about raising their vibration. And again, that energy comes back full throttle back to you. So.
Yeah, I love that. So the name of that app is simply Gratitude?
Gratitude, yes. Yes.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah. Well, of course they would have that.
Yes.
You know, but I've also told people, too, for people that aren't that technology savvy or just don't prefer to do that, you know, I carry this little tiny tablet in my pocketbook, and it's small enough I can stick it in my pants pocket. And, you know, that's what I have with me. And I use that to just jot down whatever things I'm grateful for, little things that come into my head, ideas, you know, whatever. So that's my little positive journal for the day. Yeah. And so you can do it either way. But I love that they actually have these things as well that you can pull up on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually am like you. I have the app on my phone, but I also have the little notepad. Actually, I have one in my purse, and then I have one in the car, because a lot of times, I'm sure probably it happens to you, but when I'm driving, I get flooded with information. So
yeah.
Either I'm dictating in my phone, or if I'm at a stoplight or whatever, I'll pull out my notepad and start writing.
But, I keep one in the biscuit bag for the puppy walks,
yes,
because
yes,
that's the other place everything always comes in.
Yes. It all comes in, especially when you're in nature. You know, it happens a lot with myself as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, believe it or not, it's time for our commercial break, and we'll be right back with more from Aviana Castro.
It's time now for more Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Welcome back, everybody. My guest this morning is Aviana Castro. She's a psychic medium, clairvoyant, educator, and healer. And we've been just having so much fun talking about how to raise your vibration and start your day out on a great note. How about Aviana?
Oh, you can't have enough positivity in your world.
Absolutely not. So, you know, one of the things that I talked about when I was introducing you were two things I just want to mention is you do some things to assist people in staying present and also overcoming past programs. So let's start with the staying present, because we always hear a lot about living in the now.
Mm-hmm. Living in the now can be very, very challenging, and it sounds so easy to do. And, you know, Eckhart Tolle is one who really talks about being in the now and staying in the present moment. And I've read a lot of books from Eckhart Tolle and studied under him for a bit. And I really, really resonated and aligned with that whole perception of being right here. You know, a lot of people talk about, and some very sacred teachers talk about, if we're focusing on the past, that leads to, you know, depression. If we're focusing on the future, that leads to anxiety and panic attacks. And unfortunately, we are in a society and a culture that a lot of people are experiencing depression, and a lot of people are experiencing anxiety and panic attacks. And if we look at that, it's because we are trying to control something that we cannot. You know, we're trying to look at the future, or trying to be a part of something that we're not there yet, which creates this apprehension. And if we're like mourning a loss, or if we're having some issues with depression, that means that we're focusing on something that we've already experienced. So,
right, and I think that passing too. I think people focus on things that, for instance, they used to be able to do and can no longer do,
correct,
or used to have and no longer have.
Right.
Yeah.
Reminiscing of these patterns that they don't have anymore, that they're gauging off of something that they typically
comparison mm-hmm. thing. They're in that mode of comparison as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so when we get caught in either the future or the past, then it creates some very, you know, traumatizing experiences for us. They can be very debilitating. Depression is very real. Anxiety is very real. And so if we learn to just stay right here in this moment, as this conversation that you and I are having, then I'm not able to focus on what's going to happen 3 hours from now or what happened yesterday. I'm gonna fully engage and be very compassionate to what our conversation is about. And if we can stay right here, this is all that we have is right here. We're not promised 3 hours from now, and what happened to us, you know, yesterday, that's no longer accessible to us, only in a memory form.
Right.
So if we stay right here, then we have the ability to enjoy more. We have the ability to have more of a life filled with a higher vibration, this joy and love and compassion, and we can just be very grateful that we have this moment. But it's very challenging.
It's very challenging. I mean, think how often you're in a conversation even with somebody, and you're either thinking about what you're going to say next, or you know, something else runs through your head about something you need to do that you should be doing instead of having this conversation. And, you know, we have like, you know, a zillion thoughts a day.
Yes, we have almost, I mean, there's many different statistics today, but between 50 and 75,000 thoughts a day.
Wow.
So that's a lot. That's a lot of thought. So this is why, going back to what I was talking about a little bit ago, why meditation is so incredibly important, because meditation really works and helps relax and helps, you know, subtly bring the nervous system back in alignment. So, you know, we talk about the fight or flight response system. So it helps us through meditation just by sitting or even doing a guided meditation. There's a lot of different resources with hemisyncs and binaural beats and all these musical things. And really, music can also be set to charm your attention away from yourself. So I like silent meditations. I do guided meditations. I do really whatever I'm inclined to. You know, Deepak and Oprah have these amazing 21
I know.
Day
I love
challenges.
Those. Did you just do that last one, the happiness one? I did too. I just love that one.
I do too, and it's 20 minutes from start to finish each day, and really everyone should be able to accommodate 20 extra minutes within their day, preferably starting your day off. Again, it's starting your day on a positive note, and what we get up, right, we may be running late, and we're rushing, getting the kids ready for school, getting them out the door, you know, going, running to work, and then busy, then come home cooking dinner, and then we're just exhausted. We're absolutely exhausted. And this is where we are so in a hype. We're so busy that we don't even take time to recognize and connect with our soul.
Right, and I love that Deepak will always say, it's when you're the busiest is when you need to do it the most.
Yes.
And I think of people, I mean, talk about busy people. Well, think about Oprah and how busy she is. And a lot of these, you know, celebrities, you know, that are still able and think it's necessary for their well-being to carve out, even if it's just 10 minutes in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, or 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon. And it can just be breathing slowly. It's just, you know, sometimes I just like to refer to it as quiet time.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes the word meditation, people are like, I don't know how to do that. Well, you know how to just sit and breathe. You know, just sit and take some deep breaths.
Yes, it's very easy. But again, the mind thinks that it has to be this very, we have to have certain clothes, we have to have the lighting dim.
Yeah, you know, we have to sit a certain way.
Yes.
You know, we just have to sit and be comfortable and take some deep breaths.
Yes. And then obviously there's tons of moving meditations, you know, yoga, walking, running, you know, that's considered, we talk about getting in that zone, and really that is a form of meditation as well. You know, obviously that's not always just the preferred method because it's still the busyness of you know, distracting your mind, but, you know, just taking some deep breaths, as you mentioned, and, you know, 20 minutes is preferred twice a day, but 5 minutes are better than 0 minutes.
Exactly.
So it's whatever it is. But that helps you, by incorporating this meditation and breathing, really helps you relax and stay centered. It increases, you know, focus. It increases intuition. It increases clarity, lowers blood pressure. I mean, I am just thrilled to start to see all these, you know, even on the Today Show and you know, the news, they're bringing in all these doctors that are prescribing meditation. And
and all these high-level corporations that are, you know, including meditation, and they have meditation rooms in their companies now.
Yes.
You know, so they're also seeing the value to their employees and the value to their bottom line.
Right.
Of employees that are more centered and able to get more accomplished.
Right. And it really makes a huge difference. I know I've been meditating for quite a while now, and if I don't do it, if I become too busy, or if I'm running late or whatever, I try not to let any of that happen. But it does. There are curveballs that are thrown in your day. But if I don't do it, my body immediately starts becoming irritable. So it's, my body craves it, my soul craves it. So it's something that I very rarely go without. It's almost like I'm addicted to it. Something very good to be addicted to.
But it's a good thing, because it's like you've trained yourself so that, you know, your system really needs that to function.
The system needs it.
You know, at the highest level.
Right,
and probably we're all like that. We just, you know, that if we just don't give ourselves that time, that free time, that, you know, a bit of time to just let go of everything that's just sort of crushing down on us, you know, we go into overwhelm.
Right. Yes. Overwhelm is not a good place to be.
No, absolutely not.
It can totally take us way off track very, very quickly, and it's not a comfortable place to be.
Yeah.
And then you know, obviously these. When that starts happening, we start to have physical experiences, and then you know, obvious stress is huge. It's huge in our culture, and it also creates a lot of problems, you know, within the physical body. You know, heart attacks and strokes, and that overwhelming. The physical body can only take so much.
Yeah.
The body is so, as you know, very, very intuitive. So if something is bothering us. Whether we have a stomach ache or a backache or a headache, you know, a lot of times that could be just stress, or we're taking on too much, or we're going too fast, and we don't necessarily just listen to the body and slow down a little bit. We're moving way too fast, and we're trying to get way too much done in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, and you know, we've lost track of the fact that when we get those little symptoms like the headache and the stomach ache, we're just thinking, oh, well, you know, we just get that, and, you know, we, like, want to pop a pill for that, but, you know, we don't recognize the signal our body is giving us.
Mm-hmm. Slow down and breathe deeply.
Yeah.
The best prescription, and clearly, you know, meditation goes along with that. So that's something that I'm very, very passionate about. And it's very, very easy. There's a ton of great resources out there for meditation. You know, the Deepak and Oprah, obviously my mentor, Sarah McLean, who has the McLean Meditation Institute in Sedona. She has just been, you know, very much a supporter and leading the path in many, many different ways of creating these certification programs to bring this to a more global level. So a lot of times you can go and find teachers that are certified, you know, to really go in a much deeper depth of just, okay, cross your legs, close your eyes, and breathe. So it's really the science behind it. And unfortunately, you know, we need statistics. And, you know, she provides the statistics and the white papers and of all this material about really how important this is. Meditation is not new. It's not a religion. And it's just a way to reconnect to your soul and become peace. And that's really what we're here to be.
Yeah. And Aviana, what is her name again? Can you spell that?
Yep. It's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, McLean, McLean. And she has a meditation space in Sedona, and she also offers certification for teachers. The beautiful thing about her is she was the director at the Chopra Center, so she has had, you know, extensive research with Deepak, and she's also worked and traveled the country and really meditated in several different places all over. You know, the globe, and so she's lived it. She's lived this path, and really, what she teaches is this simple, easy, everyday method, the seed method, and it doesn't have to be difficult. You don't have to go to an ashram in India to learn how to meditate. You know, you can actually do it in the privacy of your own home. And she has a book, and it's called Soul Centered. And
Soul Centered.
I would definitely recommend. Soul-centered, yes, and it's an 8-week program to learn how to meditate, and it's very, very easy to read. It's very, very descriptive, and definitely recommend, you know, looking at that. You can get it on Amazon. I'm sure you can get it in your local bookstore. She also has a CD. A lot of people aren't not necessarily, you know, readers, but they need to be guided because, again, the mind hasn't necessarily been trained. So she has a CD called Meditate. And that's also a great way to start your meditation practice. And her voice is amazing, so a lot of people don't like, you know, voices or the sound or pitches or frequencies when they listen to someone. And I call her an angel on earth because she is. And she's just doing tremendous, tremendous work here on the earth plane.
I agree with you about that sound of people's voice, because I have to tell you, I love Eckhart Tolle's books, but for some reason I just do not like his voice.
Yeah, you know, it's very, and it's, a lot of people say that about Deepak, too. You know, I can't stand his voice.
Oh, now his voice, but, I like. Isn't that funny?
I like it, too. Yeah, I like it, too. So, but yeah, you have to be resonating. And clearly, you know, there's a ton of them on YouTube. There's a ton of regressions on, not regressions, but meditations on YouTube as well. And so it's just going through them and finding which one resonates with you. But there's a ton of resources out there, and a lot of them are free.
Yeah, wonderful. So, you know, we're definitely going to encourage people to just take a little quiet time, whatever you want to call
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, space.
You know, and give yourself that gift, you know, because right. you'll really recognize what it does for you, you know, if you
Absolutely.
Get into the habit, even if it's mm-hmm. just 5 minutes once a day.
Right.
You know, give yourself that little bit of time. So, mm-hmm. oh my goodness. Right. So, Aviana, believe it or not, we are really coming close to the end
wow.
already.
Oh my gosh, it goes so fast.
I know. And you know what? I'm thinking we'll have to do this again, because I want to talk about that past program. I want to talk about the programming thing sometime. So we'll look
sure.
for that next time. And
yes.
in the meantime, let's tell people where they can find you.
Okay, very good. I'm very, very accessible. I have a website. It's avianacastro.com. You can find me there. All my services and a little bit about me there. I'm a huge Facebook user, and that's just Aviana Castro as well. It's AviannaCastro. There are a couple Aviana Castros. I'm not the only one, but you can find me with my puppy, Gracie, on the front of my page.
I love that picture.
Thank you. And then my email is avianacastro@gmail.com. And then you can call me. I'm very accessible at 586-718-9392. So lots of different ways to find where I'm at. Facebook is a big one. Email is a big one. And obviously my website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, Aviana, for gracing us this morning
thank
with
you.
Lots of good energy.
Very good. I thank you so much for having me. I love having conversations about my passion, and I know that your passion and my passion are very similar. So thanks again for having me today.
Okay, wonderful. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunic Advisory Service.
Okay, everybody. That was wonderful this morning. I love having Aviana on. She's just such a burst of positive energy, and I know she gets my day off to a great start. So next week, I have a new guest joining us. Her name is Sandra Deseron, and Sandra has a site called Esoteric Kids. She's got 3 young children of her own, and we're going to be talking about the notion of inspiring a new generation toward peace, harmony, and global consciousness by inspiring them to explore broader notions of spirituality through their innate love and fascination of nature, animals, and magical beings. So we may even have a few young guests joining us to throw in their comments and answer some questions, and that's always fun to hear what the kids say. So that'll be wonderful. So tune in next week to hear Sandra. And I also want to let you know I have a couple events coming up. October is a very busy month. On October 4th, we're going to be doing What's Your Pet Saying? It's an introductory animal communication class, and it's going to be held at the VCA Bridgeport Animal Hospital in Lancaster. And you can contact them at the animal hospital at 717-393-9074, or you can also contact me at my office, 717-968-5289, and that will be a fun afternoon, and you'll learn how easy it is to talk to your own animals. Also, on October 11th, we're going to be doing another Opening Your Intuition class at the Eichelberger Professional Center in Hanover, and that will be from 9 to 1. And again, that will tell you how to open up to what you're getting now that you're sort of putting away. So everybody is getting information from spirit guides and from spirit, and you'll learn to how to listen to that and know what's happening. On October 25th, I have another cooking event coming up. So again, you can give me a call, 968-5289, and I'll tell you all about that. All right, folks, see you next Tuesday.